We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Richard Zwicky with High on Healthy. And joining us today, we've got Fraser Johnson with Entheotech. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much for having me, Richard. Pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you on the show. We actually met through a mutual contact who runs an organization called Not Today, which is for, you know, men who are who've suffered with some form of mental health challenge and are no longer masking in terms of, you know, able to address and able to help others. And they got us in touch, and or one of their associates also got in touch. And I learned a bit about what you've been doing with regards to the treatment of chronic pain and mental health conditions. And I thought, you know, Entheotech would be an interesting one for people to learn about your journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head, Richard. There's such a huge mental health epidemic going on in the world right now, especially with men too. And I think there's new modalities that are available to really help men and people in general actually get in touch with their emotions. And I've always heard the term, you have to feel it to heal it. And like you say, we can't mask anymore. We really have to go through the eye of the needle and figure out what's going on in that internal world.
Yeah, it's that internal world is something we all, we don't listen to our own inside voices enough, and that's to the detriment of everybody else around us. So tell me a bit about, you know, your personal journey and how you got to, you know, start Entheotech, but also you've got Odyssey Therapeutic Experience as part of it.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, I've had my own journey with, you know, chronic pain and mental health, Richard. I was trying to play pro rugby when I was younger, and I ended up with three shoulder reconstructions before I was 21. So my body just couldn't hold up to playing rugby at that level. And, you know, realized the dream I had for myself, you know, kind of went down the toilet, and it left me with my kind of first big identity crisis. So I actually had my first big psychedelic experience when I was 19 years old in Amsterdam. And for me, it was just one of these experiences where I kind of had that 10,000 foot overview on my thinking patterns. Right. And I was like, holy, like, that was so beneficial for me. And I was like, how come everyone doesn't know about this? So when I moved out to Canada when I was around 21, you know, I was one of the head trainers and evaluators for CASI, which is the Canadian Association of Snowboard Instructors. You know, so had an amazing time out in nature snowboarding. But when you're using your body every day, it is so demanding. And, you know, had another shoulder injury there. And for me, it was really, you know, the combination of psychedelics with these innovative pain treatments. So things like PRP, prolotherapy, peptides, stem cells, you name it, I've tried it. And even with float tanks, there was this really synergistic effect that started to happen in my own body that completely shifted the relationship I had with my pain in my body. And, you know, I've been pain-free since I've been, you know, 22 years old. And for me, it was really like, how do we bring these sort of modalities into mainstream healthcare?
And that's critically important because so many of the things, you know, mainstream healthcare isn't bad for any reason. There isn't one path to mental health, though. And the thing is, we need to find the right path for each of us individually. And one of the things you've done is you've created a series of clinics.
Yes, indeed. So we have our flagship clinic here in Kelowna. So the term we use is multidisciplinary. So yes, Odyssey Therapeutic Experiences are our core business. So currently the main treatment modality is actually intramuscular ketamine, some sublingual ketamine, and we've done some psilocybin and MDMA treatments under the Special Access Program with Health Canada. And then also in the clinic, we do offer pain treatments, and we call it Odyssey Mind and Body. So really looking at those modalities like breathwork, meditation, yoga, sound healing, somatic techniques to really help people regulate their nervous system. And we also look at IV infusions as well. So things like, you know, Myers cocktails, NAD, glutathione, to really optimize the body.
So take those a bit slower to explain what they are.
Sure, absolutely. So for the healing modality classes like breathwork, meditation, yoga, somatic techniques, these are these modalities we find that really help regulate the nervous system. So especially when you're looking at a psychedelic experience, the preparation and the integration is so important. So the actual psychedelic experience itself is just one little catalyst, and we're finding the results are so much more profound when we're prepping people well and they're integrating. So you know, I've heard the term psychedelics give you homework. So it's really how are we building that skill set to be able to regulate our nervous system and our emotions in our sober waking life after and before the experience.
And how do you help people choose what's the right path for them?
So great question, Richard. So especially with the Odyssey side, every client does a mental health consult and a physical consult. So that's really, you know, finding out, you know, what they've tried before for treatment, what's worked, what hasn't worked, what's really their intention they're seeking from this sort of therapy. And, you know, with the physical consult, everything from, you know, blood pressure, medication review, to make sure they are actually suitable, safe and for treatment. So that allows us to get a bit more of an idea of the path that patient can go down. So on the pain side, it's interesting what we're seeing as a trend where a lot of our pain patients are becoming mental health clients and a lot of the mental health clients are becoming pain clients. So what we're actually seeing is, you know, a lot of
I'll just interrupt you for a second. Yeah. That's something which a lot of times people aren't looking at holistically, is a lot of your existing or long-term physical trauma and how it has impacted your mental health and your ability to address mental health issues on your own.
Yes, so absolutely, Richard. So the term is, you know, comorbid or bidirectional with chronic pain and mental health. So a lot of the time, if you do have some sort of, you know, physical pain, it's affecting your quality of life. So actually, the interesting trend we saw was with our clients, we use an intake for all of them. So I'm not sure, Richard, if you've heard of like a PHQ-9 scale before, which is depression. You know, GAD-7 is anxiety, yep. Quid score, quality of life. So we were actually seeing this trend where pain clients were coming in and they were like, you know, hey, my shoulder, you know, it's been in pain for years. And a PHQ-9 score goes from 0 to 27. And these people were sitting at, you know, 24 out of 27 on the depression scale. Mm-hmm. So for us, it was like, oh, you know, you could actually be a candidate for a therapeutic experience. And we're seeing that when they're actually treating the mental health, the pain improves. And when the pain improves, the mental health improves as well. So it's this kind of synergistic effect that's happening.
It is a synergistic effect, and it helps your outlook. It helps your ability to handle so much more in your day-to-day lives. What does somebody who approaches and comes to your clinic, how long does a program take? Because it's not just coming into the clinic and doing a ketamine treatment. It is, from what you're describing, much more expansive, and a lot of people are used to just going to the clinic, getting a treatment, and going home. You're approaching it differently.
Yes. So if we look at the Odyssey therapeutic experience side, so kind of from beginning treatment to end of treatment, you're looking about, you know, 30 to 45 days. So what we actually do is that mental health consult and physical consult always happens first. And at that point, the patient actually gets access to Odyssey Online. So this is our patient app where we have journaling prompts, educational videos from our therapy team, breathwork, meditation, yoga, things like that. So really helping them prep for the experience. They then have their preparation counseling with a psychedelically trained therapist to really help them prepare and set their intention for the experience. They come into the clinic for the experience. So usually they're in and out of the clinic in around 2 to 2.5 hours. So the actual intramuscular ketamine experience itself is about an hour, hour and a half. So it takes place in a comfortable living room-like setting where the client would have eye shades, headphones, weighted blanket. They have medical supervision the whole time from a physician and a nurse. And then they have their follow-up integration therapy with the same therapist afterwards to really unpack any insights and emotions that came up and how they can integrate that into their normal life.
And who's not a good candidate?
So again, great question. So usually the most ones we see are, it's actually high blood pressure. Ozempic's actually a contraindication with ketamine as well. So lots of clients, they just have to wean off that Ozempic for at least 15 to 30 days beforehand. And then the other one
Why is that?
It's just a contraindication with the medication. It can affect the blood pressure.
I see. Because I know there's, you know, Ozempic being such a popular molecule that's in use, that must cause a lot of issues.
Yeah, it's actually one of the things we've had to add into our eligibility criteria, because there was a lot of clients that were showing up and then, you know, actually came out in the physical consult or even on treatment day. And we had to be like, oh, we can't do this today. So it was actually surprising how popular that's become. And then on the mental health side, it's usually just, you know, any sort of recent psychosis or a brain injury within, you know, 6 months to a year.
So somebody who's has a contraindication, I'm just going to go back to this, like for something like Ozempic, the benefits of being on Ozempic aren't just physical, it is also mental. It helps you, as you lose weight, you feel better about yourself, it lowers that pain and stress, but they have to come off of it to take the ketamine treatment, which also should be ideally helping them lower that pain, stress, and feel better about themselves. How do you juggle that?
So, I mean, that's a great question, Richard. So, I mean, even from my personal point of view, the older I've got, the less I look to external things. And it's more, how do I have that, you know, internal relationship with myself where I can actually change my behaviors, my habits, and my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the big key when you're looking at, you know, a psychedelic experience within a medical clinical model, is really how are we supporting that patient with the correct therapy and tools so they can kind of capitalize on that therapeutic window after treatment. So when we look at the ketamine experience, you know, there's usually that therapeutic window for, you know, 7 to 21 days after the experience. So ketamine is one of the only drugs that gives you this big glutamate surge in your brain, which is one of your main neurotransmitters.
Right.
So that's really where you're having that neuroplastic effect in your brain where you can really implement those changes. So what we're seeing is when they're actually doing, you know, the journaling, the therapy, the other modalities, that therapeutic window can extend 30, 60, 90 days. So back to your original question, it's using that experience as the catalyst so that they can actually start to implement these tools in their life where they maybe don't have to reach for something external outside of themselves.
Which I think is, you know, wonderful, because our only validation we really need should come from within ourselves. But you know, there are also some decent, there's some good health reasons behind using Ozempic for so many people, and it's a tough balance. And I was reading an interesting article. It seems to have some protective effect against dementia and Alzheimer's, which was unexpected.
Absolutely, Richard. And I
I'm not trying to get off on a tangent. It's just, you know, where people, a lot of listeners are going to be already on one or wanting to do the other.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, Richard, is there's no one size fits approach to everyone. And that's the thing we look at the clinic at is a very individual approach. And I think that's the thing we've seen potentially with, you know, Western healthcare, or sometimes sick care, we call it, is just, you know, a blanketed approach. Take this pill, take that. But it's really looking at the patient individually and seeing where they're at in their life and what their actual goals are from treatment and where they want to be in their quality of life as well.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the key groups that benefits tremendously from the treatment packages, which you work with a lot, I believe, is veterans.
Yes.
We've had a number of representative veterans associations on the show in the U.S., but how are you working with that? Because obviously in Canada, it's different than in the States.
Absolutely. So usually for our veterans, what we see is them usually doing, you know, three treatments within usually a 3 to 6 month period. So it's usually those intramuscular experiences to kind of get a jump start and really help kind of unpack some of the trauma that they've been dealing with. So the interesting piece we see as well, Richard, or of how I've started to think about this, is we have big T trauma and little T trauma. So your big T trauma is your dramatic and traumatic life events, you know, whether it's been, you know, war, sexual assault, you know, car accident, things like that. And it's really looking at that approach to see, okay, well, what is the individualized approach we can take with that person? Is it a, you know, multiple series of treatments up front? Whereas what we see with the little T trauma, where it's maybe some childhood events, daily life stressors, relationship troubles, we're usually seeing people come in and they'll maybe do one treatment a quarter, or maybe they'll be in twice a year. And so again, it's just taking that highly individualized approach and meeting the person where they're at.
And, you know, one thing you touched on there is, of course, there's abuse and trauma, and there's, the older you get, the easier it is to handle traumas because you're able to adapt and learn about it. And so many of the afflictions that we suffer with in adulthood are the result of, you know, childhood abuse, early childhood abuse, and it's the preteen years that are the most impactful for us, and those are scars that just have never healed. But you know, something you just touched upon there is helping people address them in different ways. And how does ketamine really help them address it differently than other programs?
So, you know, I can speak to my personal experience as well, Richard, as for me, you know, that ketamine experience I find is very much an internal and emotional journey. And, you know, I've had some incredible insights from the experiences I've had with it. And then really for me, it's kind of showing me the window or the potential. And then after the experience, you know, it's really up to myself to walk through that door. And it has been the other modalities like the breath work, the meditation, the yoga. So I kind of get this, you know, the potential, the peak of where I can be as a human being. And then in my sober waking life, it's using these tools to kind of get back to that place and really help me regulate my nervous system. Because I think that's the thing is the older I get, the more I realize is the nervous system is everything for how I interact with the world around me.
It is. It very much is. And so I'm going to shift a little back to the clinics themselves. You've got how many clinics?
So we just have the clinic in Cologne at the moment, and then yep. Calgary and Vancouver are coming online in Q2 this year through our Odyssey Partner Program.
And what is that program?
So what we do, Richard, is we actually partner with existing pain clinics. So they do the similar pain treatments to ourselves, like PRP, prolotherapy. So we give them the ability to offer this innovative new mental health service. We train and certify the clinic, so the physician and the nurses at that clinic, to use them as a treatment location. We license our Odyssey brand, and then we take care of all the support services like the intake, the admin, the billing, the sales and marketing, as well as the skilled psychedelic therapy, and provide our patient app.
So it's a franchise model.
Yeah, you could say that for sure.
I mean, at its most simple, but, you know, obviously you have to maintain, well, like any franchise, you have to maintain quality control, but you have additional levers to go through because of the Health Canada restrictions.
You got it, Richard. Yeah, there's a lot of hurdles to jump through.
Yeah, and, you know, with MDMA, I'm sorry, psilocybin is just one aspect of your treatment programs. You also deal with psilocybin and MDMA.
Correct, Richard. So maybe a good thing here is, have you heard of the Special Access Program?
Why don't we talk about it? Because a lot of people in the States won't be aware of it.
Okay, yes. So this is one of the interesting things with the Canadian healthcare system. So to access legal ketamine, you just need a referral from a doctor, and the indications can be wide ranging. So anything from OCD, burnout, depression, anxiety, PTSD, you know, postpartum non-breastfeeding, depression. So looking at that, you know, it can be mild to severe. So for us to actually legally give psilocybin or MDMA in a clinic here in Canada, we need to go through what's called the Special Access Program. So we have to do a one-off application to Health Canada every time, and it's reserved for end-of-life distress, severe PTSD, or severe treatment-resistant depression. So most of the cases we've had approved on the psilocybin side are actually terminal cancer patients, and then the ones we've had approved on the MDMA side are veterans or first responders.
And how long does it take to get approval?
That is a big, great question, Richard, and that is the mystery of Health Canada. So we've had sometimes been approved in 20 days, and sometimes it's taken up to 60 with multiple back and forths. So one of the main criteria for that is the client actually has to have failed multiple interventions. So it could have been, you know, multiple forms of antidepressants, multiple forms of therapy, etc. Whereas for the actual ketamine experience, they can just get a referral, you know, if they've never tried antidepressants, etc. So much more restrictive for the psilocybin and the MDMA, but we're hoping to see that shift in the next year or two to become available like ketamine is.
That's excellent, because it is greatly in demand and need, more importantly, need. Now, your Kelowna clinic has won a number of awards, I believe.
Yes, so last year we won the Rising Star Business of the Year Award from the Kelowna Chamber of Commerce.
And that's for the region and for the fact that you've dramatically changed an area of the market.
Yes, so I was actually really surprised, Richard. So the Chamber of Commerce, usually in most regions, are, you know, pretty stuffy. So it was actually amazing going through that process and, you know, bringing the judges around to the clinic, sharing the data we've had. So they were just kind of blown away. And, you know, a lot of them were just like, I had no idea this even existed. So it was really nice to be recognized for the work we're doing here in the community. And hopefully just with getting our Odyssey Partner Program up and running, we can start to make that impact all over Canada.
And what's what are your barriers to expanding that Odyssey program across the country? And then would you look international?
So absolutely looking international, Richard. So first we want to, I've always heard the term nail it before you scale it. So we would definitely want to kind of corner the Canadian market first before moving into the US. So the biggest, I'd say, hurdle we see is, you know, number one is just the stigma and lack of education. So there's been 60 years of the war on drugs. So a lot of people have a very, you know, predefined idea of what psychedelics are. So that's really why we're using the term therapeutic experience and having the brand Odyssey to really try and kind of lower those preconceived notions. Because as soon as someone hears the word psychedelic or ketamine, they almost get this, oh my God, like, what is this? So for us, it's almost putting the, you know, the drug or the medicine experience to the background, because it's just one part of the whole holistic treatment. The other big hurdle we see is actually, you know, private versus public healthcare. So one of the things for myself coming from Britain and Scotland, we have a very defined two-tier healthcare system. So when I was going through my own kind of journey with my shoulder, it was, you know, I was just used to paying privately for high quality healthcare. So when I came out to Canada, same thing for me, sought out expert physicians with innovative care. So opening the clinic, one of the big things I didn't expect was almost just the pushback from the general public, where it was almost like, hey, this should be free. And there was almost anger towards the clinic. And it was almost like, I totally agree with you. It should be free. But this is, you know, a federal and provincial government shift that has to happen to be able to cover these through things like MSP billing. The big thing we saw last year for ourselves, Richard, which was a huge win, was the shift in insurance and benefits coverage. So we had our 3-year anniversary of treating patients April 1st. So for the first few years, there was kind of no insurance and benefits coverage available at all. So the main term is, have you heard of direct billing before?
Of course.
Yeah. So, you know, just for the listeners, you know, you go to the dentist, you know, it's a $400 treatment. You walk up to the desk and the lady's like, hey, you know, your insurance has benefits. We've direct billed them. You owe us $60. So that doesn't exist for us. But last year we saw a big shift where the client pays up front. They submit to their insurer on the back end. So they're now getting anywhere from kind of $200 to $800 covered of the treatment, depending on their plan and who their insurance is with.
Which is always nice for people to get something back against when the treatment insurance is always a dicey edge. So Fraser, we are running out of time, but people who want to learn more about the business and understand how you're going to grow and what's needed to help you grow, where can they visit and learn more?
So our Instagram is at Entheotech, and then our main site is...
Can you want to spell that, please?
Yes, absolutely. So it's E-N-T-H-E-O-T-E-C-H, and then our website is entheotech.ca, and the flagship clinic here in Kelowna is Entheomed, and then we also have odysseymethod.com, which is the brand we're using across Canada.
So odysseymethod.com would probably be the one that most people will become familiar with over time.
You got it. Yes. So that's really the brand that we're scaling on the psychedelic side. So yeah, Odyssey will be what's across the country, and Entheomed is just our one flagship clinic here in Kelowna.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for joining us on High and Healthy there, Fraser.
Thank you so much for your time, Richard.
And thanks to everybody for listening. We'll be back again with you soon on High and Healthy. I'm Richard Zwicky.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.